umbrella.
You have any other words for that, other names?
Parasol. Mm-hmm. And the women usually they say parasol, and the men mm-hmm. they usually say umbrellas.
Could you tell me what all goes on a bed? So when you make up a bed, what all do you put on a bed?
Well, the first thing you would put on it would be a sheet, I imagine. Mm-hmm. And then you'd put a top sheet over that. And then if you had a blanket or something, you would put that, a quilt, you'd put that on it, and then your bedspread would be the last thing. Mm-hmm.
And the thing you might lay your head on?
Pillow.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever seen a pillow that stretches all the way across the bed?
Uh-huh, called a bolster.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned spread and quilt. You have any other names for quilts? Is there anything like a quilt?
Counterpane, bedspread,
Are those all the same thing, or are they different?
Well, not exactly. They're different types, but they all are covers for beds. Mm-hmm.
You mentioned counterpane. What exactly is that?
That is, a counterpane is like a bedspread. I just don't know how to express it.
Made differently or something?
No, I think they're made all... Now, quilts are different because they're usually made in designs and things of that sort.
Yeah, what about a comfort or a comforter?
Comforter. The down comforters were always good. Mm-hmm. I have some now, and I would give them for old electric blankets or anything else. I've got four down comforters. They're made out of down, you know, and warm. They're the warmest things. And
I imagine so. I can't sleep under electric blankets myself.
And I put it at the foot of the bed, and you can put it up or down, just whichever you want. Mm-hmm. And they last for a lifetime. We had one that my mother had when they married. It was a beautiful one. Papa got it in New York on a buying trip when he went up there. Mm-hmm. And of course, they accumulated others over the years, but that's my favorite. Warm covering in the winter. I'd rather have it than blankets. They're so light, you know, yet they're warm. Mm-hmm. And we used to have feather beds, but you'd smother to death in those things in the summer. But they were right nice in the winter. My grandmother had one on her bed.
What kind of feathers would they use in there?
They used down in down comforts. Goose down, I guess it is. Ducks and geese. It's hard to come by now. You don't get much of that. They use synthetics so much this day and time. They may be more sanitary, maybe you can clean them better or something, but these others, you can air them good and put them up for the winter, and they're pretty good. I've had some for my long, many years, and they're still good. The covers are good. And there used to be old ladies that that lived in these women's homes, you know, around, that could sew a little bit and all. And they used to recover those things. And now I can't find anybody that could do one over, and I've got one I'm going to have done over. And somebody told me the other day there's a place in Texas that they do that work.
It'd be a shame to have to send it way out to Texas.
Now, I'd have to send it to Texas. That's just too much. I've got three more, so I think I'll just go on my time and use those.
If you didn't have enough beds, say you had a lot of company and didn't have enough beds, you might make what down on the floor?
A pallet.
Mm-hmm. And say if you expect a big crop from a field, you'd say the soil is very what? It's very...
rich or something mm-hmm. like that. Mm-hmm.
And... anything else you might use there besides rich?
What's that?
Anything besides rich you might use?
Well, it could be well fertilized or something of that. Yep. So.
And do you have any special name for flat lowland along a stream, down by a stream? Any name for that?
Wait a minute, I didn't know what.